Penguin Random House Audio presents DNA, the story of the genetic revolution, revised and updated by James D. Watson, with Andrew Berry and Kevin Davies. Read for you by Jonathan Cowley. For Francis Crick. Introduction. The Secret of Life. As was normal for a Saturday morning, I got to work at the University of Cambridge's Cavendish Laboratory earlier than Francis Crick on February 28, 1953. I had good reason for being up early. I knew that we were close, though I had no idea just how close, to figuring out the structure of a then little-known molecule called deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA. This was not any old molecule. DNA, as Crick and I appreciated, holds the very key to the nature of living things. It stores the hereditary information that is passed on from one generation to the next, and it orchestrates the incredibly complex world of the cell. Figuring out its 3D structure, the molecule's architecture, would, we hoped, provide a glimpse of what Crick referred to only half-jokingly as the secret of life. We already knew that DNA molecules consist of multiple copies of a single basic unit, the nucleotide, which comes in four forms: adenine, A, thymine, T, guanine, G, and cytosine, C. I had spent the previous